PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPB Weekly episode number 41. This is PHPB Weekly for Saturday, December 1st, 2007. I am your co-host, Douglas Bell. Joining me, as always, is...
David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
Mm-hmm. And so this PHPB Weekly, as you can guess, is the show where we spend lots of time talking about PHPBB Weekly, PHPBB, arguing about it, going on and on and on like we did last week, practically without end. So, at least that's hopefully not how it will be this morning. And so, we got quite a bit to talk about today. We're going to be, later on the show, we got two big topics that we're going to try not to spend as much time on as we did last week. David, you're going to be giving us a little mini tutorial about registration settings and user groups in PHPBB3, which actually is quite expanded over PHPBB2. Because PHPBB2 is like, oh, registration settings and user groups. Yes, look at them. Moving on. Then we're going to talk a bit about BB code, and especially custom BB codes in PHPBB3. But first, we need to do the usual thing, which is that this show is not affiliated with PHPBB or the PHPBB teams, and the fact that the PHPBB teams happen to listen to us is purely coincidental. If you want to. And also the fact that you are a team member is also purely coincidental. Well, frankly, you were,
right, yeah.
You were actually on this show like 2 weeks before you got on the Mon team, so...
Did you hear that, Eric? Yeah. The fact that I'm on the show is purely or the fact that I'm a team member is purely coincidental. That sounds odd.
Why not? Yes. Okay. Eric's saying that there's snow on the ground and he can't sit here listening to the show for the season. I know. Well, I'm just here in San Francisco and it's cold, but there's no snow. I'm just sitting here and all bundled up, enjoying a cup of hot cocoa during the show.
Well, I'm looking forward to snow. Of course, we don't get a whole lot of snow here in Tennessee, but where we're moving up to Spokane this winter, we'll be getting a lot of snow on the drive up.
Well, this is San Francisco. There is no snow. I mean, if we have a bad storm, it'll be rain.
Yeah.
Rain. I won't go back to some of the old rain stories. But first, let's get to some news. And we had a pretty big week this week, but we wanted to start. Someone in IRC, actually, I think it was Josh, asked me to mention that today is Paul's birthday, and he is one of the mod team members. He is also one of the frequent live listeners of the show. You want to say anything about that, David?
Yeah, well, actually, it's both Paul's and Ed's birthday. That's Anon.
Oh, yeah.
Known on the forums.
Oh, both.
Yeah, both of them are having...
He and I had lots of verbal jousts back when I was on the teams.
Both of their birthdays are today, so we get to tease them.
Happy birthday. Paul is not here. I think he's celebrating, so that's fine.
I hope so.
Rather than listening to things that he already
knows. And he better save me some cake.
Yeah, I won't say anything about cake. I just had a cup of cocoa. But the more pressing thing is something that was just breaking news. We talked a bit about this last week. But just this morning, a few hours ago, PHPBB3 release candidate 8 was released this morning.
Yes.
The announcement's up there.
Of course, many people who are familiar with the CVS check-ins have known this has been coming for...
we talked about this a lot.
I suppose
week.
It would be a little bit over a week now.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about this one, I don't know if you looked at the announcement for it. It's been a little bit different than the others. There's some changes that have been made to it, some features, some fixes and stuff. Some mainly critical bug fixes is what they're looking at here.
Yeah, like not allowing size equals, not allowing BB codes to have a font size of 0. Very important. How do you do that anyway?
Well, that's one of the smaller changes. But you know, you have constants like new PHP BB, DB new link, the ability to the disable debug mode, all mod style authors should enable debug and debug extra.
You know, one thing I noticed, I don't know if it's listed in this release, but one thing I noticed yesterday or the day before in CVS was that David actually contributed a new script, which if you have PHP BB3 installed on your board and it's running on a and you're excuse me, running on an old version of MySQL, it's a script that lets you update your PHP BB tables after you've updated MySQL to the latest version of 4.1 or 5.
Correct, yeah. And that's been, some support issues have been related to that, you know, where people were having problems with the default values of stuff, and it was because their host had just upgraded to a newer version of MySQL, and you know, so then there's all these things that you have to do to it. And so instead of doing that, David provided a upgrade script so that you could use that to upgrade your board to MySQL 4.1 or later, basically.
Yeah.
From a version prior to 4.1.
Yes. That's important. So of course, there's always the whiners. There was someone on our PHP BB Weekly forum or somewhere, one of those forums, was complaining that this is now the 13th release since Beta 1. And we're still not that final yet.
Well, that's correct. Of course, you can't really look at it that way because Release Canada is a lot different than a beta.
Mm-hmm.
A beta is, you know, it's just out there for testing, getting bugs fixed and stuff. Once it goes to Release Canada, these are potential, every one of these 8 releases have been potentially a gold release.
Yeah.
And you know, and I can see where people are like, well, yeah, some people will be like, well, why, you know, why are we up to 8 now? Well, products do get very high in RCs. You know, there's a lot of software that can get, you know, RC 13, 14, 15, you know, or even higher, you know, because each time,
knock on wood.
Each time you release candidate, you know, you have people testing it, you know, you're finding the last couple of bugs in the system and that sort of thing. You know, there's a lot less bug fixes in this than there were between RC5. I mean, just look at the list of RC.
There were lots.
RC7, but most of them, I think, are fairly minor, especially compared to what was in RC5. Of course, we know that the RC5 release was the everything from the security audit, so that was fairly major. And this is sort of cleaning up the rest of the cleanup to that and some of the bug fixes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's good to know when there's less bugs being fixed, that usually means that less bugs are being found, which means, you know, release is getting closer. So.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Just be a little more patient.
yeah.
It's just, you know, it's we're getting to the point now where in a few weeks it will be 18 months since Beta 1 came out. So it's been a long process. It's actually interesting, you know, I often like going back to the end of 2004 when they predicted that the first beta would be coming out in late February or early March of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, okay, that was about 3 years ago now.
Yeah, though I don't really know how they were able to predict that early, because,
yeah,
you know, when you looked at the source, it wasn't anywhere near it. And I remember when we came on to, you know, when we started working with the software back in early 2006.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was April and May 2006.
Yeah.
We looked at it, and And it was like, okay, it's nearing a beta 1 release, but it's not there yet.
Yes.
And, you know, a couple months later, it was, you know, it was getting close enough that you're going, okay, this is really this is really getting close to pending that beta 1 release.
And indeed, then beta 1 came
out. And you saw it.
Yeah.
You can, you know, just by looking at the code, you can kind of see when that thing is getting ready.
Yes.
For the next release.
Yeah. I was on the teams then. We had sort of a little internal beta 1 party on that day. Kind of fun, except I was... It wasn't able to come. So, okay. Anything else you wanted to say about RC8?
No, everybody is encouraged to upgrade as usual because
yes.
The PHPB teams only support the latest version.
Especially when it's not yet a quote-unquote stable release.
Yeah, this is definitely a lot more stable than, RC7, RC8 is a lot more stable than previous versions of RC.
It's a lot. Everything's a lot stable than RC6 was.
Yes.
That evil RC6.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing here is there's not going to be so many support requests over the upgrade here. What's cool about RC8 is you can not only upgrade RC7 to RC8, you can upgrade RC5 and RC6 to RC8 without going. Let me give you an example. With the previous upgrade packages, like, for example, what was released with RC5, if you had RC1, had to go RC1 to RC2, then from RC2 to RC3, then from RC3 to RC4, and so on. Instead of doing that since RC5, you can go just jump straight from RC5 to RC8 without going in between to RC6, 7.
It's like a combo upgrade.
Yeah, basically, yeah. You're familiar with the Mac upgrade where it's
yes.
like, okay, you can upgrade right from the last version or you can do the combo upgrade, which will upgrade from any previous version of that major version number. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice improvement in the upgrade package.
Sure. For those boards who wake up to say, man, I haven't upgraded in a long time. This morning when I was searching for a style of the week, I stumbled upon a site which apparently is a board running PHPBB 2.0.1.
Ouch.
Yes. They're still going, but they haven't updated in, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
That's a long time.
5.5 years.
There was somebody, I think there was a topic on our boards that somebody said, I want to install PHPBB 1, and they were having difficulty installing it. Like, you know, you should not install that. There's a reason that they released PHPBB 2 and that we're nearing PHPBB 3. Once PHPBB 3 is released, everybody's going to be encouraged to install that one, not PHPBB 2. You know, for one, PHPBB 1...
You really know how to hurt a guy, David.
Yes, I do. I know. But you have to be up to date. For one, PHPBB 1 doesn't even work on a recent version of MySQL. You have to have, like, MySQL 3 for it to work properly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of interesting. And also...
I can see them. They want to install PHPBB 1 because, you know, it's vintage. It's antique. It's one of those, you know, special... hit things you're running like a part of history, so to speak.
Well, vintage and antique isn't bad, except when it relates to software.
Yeah.
When it relates to software, it is bad because you have with software, vintage and antique could mean bugs and most importantly, security holes.
Uh-huh.
As is with the case with PHPBB 1 and early versions of PHPBB 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, software vintage isn't good. Car vintage is good, software vintage is not.
Okay, unless you're trying to drive the car. So, moving on, another thing that happened this week, and I'm sure you could talk a bit about this, the mod database cleanup, which was announced by the teams a few months ago. They did it this week, they cleared out some of the really old mods from the mod database, and two of those were mods that I had made. They were like my first mods, but they were very simple mods, and I didn't care to update them. So, want to say a bit about that?
Well, we actually were going to release a Bytecast that where we discuss a lot about that, but I believe there's something like 307 mods currently in there. Mm-hmm. And we talk a lot about that particular cleanup and what that involves and what mod authors should do. And that's going to be on the podcast.phpbb.com site. And hopefully I'll be able to get that up today. I should be able to get that up today, which I'll talk a lot about the mod database cleanup, so I don't want to expound too much on it in this podcast.
Oh, wow. Oh, come on.
Except to say that, you know, go listen to that because we do give a lot of details. Eric, WG Eric joined us on that one. Paul, Francis, and myself were in that.
I find it interesting that because I was thinking, you know, they're just going to delete the mods, and they already gave you quite a bit of notice. It turns out they moved them to a new forum called Mod Database Cleanup. So you can actually still get to the mods. And get to
yes, you can still get to the mods. For the next 6 months, you can still get to the mods.
Mm-hmm.
This is so that the mod authors have time to get the new version submitted to the mod database, and then once they're submitted, it will be removed from that forum and updated on the mod release forum.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that 6 months has passed, that's it. They're deleted. They're gone.
Interesting. One of the mods, like I said, was in there. My very first mod, it was titled Add Forum Index Link to Overall Header. Very simple.
Really?
My first mod released in October 2004.
That's interesting.
Which was about 4 months before I did Advanced Version Check, which was my first real mod. One where I actually coded something.
So the overall header did not have a link back to the index?
Well, if I recall correctly, I was using a board with SubSilver, and because I like SubSilver, there actually was a link you could get from via clicking on the image up there, which is in the default the little PHPBB logo, which you can replace if you want to. And then there's also, you know, the link that further down that says forum index. But what I wanted is just very simple, along with the other links, FAQ, profile, private messages, login, logout. I just wanted a little link up there, right there with the rest of the navigation that said forum index.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really all it did. Very basic mod.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we're doing for 3.0 is, we're looking at small mod. You know, we look at the size of the mod and we go, okay, if this is a really tiny mod where it's like one or two lines of code changes that the board admin would do, then we usually encourage them to put that in the knowledge base instead of actually submitting it as a mod because it takes longer to download the mod, open the XML, and then try and figure out from the install instructions what to do from there than it is to just look in the knowledge base for that particular mod. So we go, okay, if the mod is too small, if it's just a couple minor template edits, it doesn't make sense.
Mine could have done that, but mine also had some lang file edits and the addition of a thing in the header. That was when you had to do things in the PHP files in order to actually add things to the templates. I mean, now you don't need to do any of that. That would be a lot easier. Granted, and you'd be right. Mm-hmm. Also, this was about 2 years before ModX existed, so it was all text template back then.
Yeah.
So, times have changed, and obviously I do better mods. My second mod, which was also affected by this cleanup, was called Forget About User Groups. And essentially, this was for back when I was on a site. I was writing a forum at the time where I really didn't have user groups, didn't see a need for user groups, and quite frankly, did not understand what user groups were. So I just did something that completely hid everything that has to do with user groups. And if you know, so those are my very simple mods. It was Advanced Version Check, which was really my first real useful one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think there's a lot of mods in that won't be updated.
Mm-hmm.
They're just very, very old mods.
What was the cutoff for those mods, by the way?
What is the cutoff?
Yeah, like what date did they choose that any mods before such and such?
They actually, I think they explained it in the announcement topic.
I don't remember.
I find it.
I probably can find it. Yeah.
3 years, let's see. Well, it's released for 2.0.16 and below. 2.0.16, I'm sorry, and below.
So that's any mods released that are more than 2 years old, 24 months, they said.
Basically, yeah.
So, and they,
that
and
was when
Eric announced that 2 months ago and made a page that listed all the mods that would be updated. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It kind of makes sense. If, like, if you haven't updated your mod in 2 years and you can't find out in 2 months that your mod is going to be kicked out, then you probably deserve it. And you still have another 6 months for which your mod is still there in a separate form that you can update.
Right, but also every mod author who had a mod affected in the mod database received a private message mm-hmm. saying, you know, detailing which mod it was and what to do about the fact that it's in the database cleanup operation. So every mod author has been notified whether or not they visit PHPBB often or not.
Yeah, I got 2 of those private messages.
Yeah.
2 months, there you go.
Yeah, so certainly between the 2 months that the announcement was put up and now when everybody was notified over the private messages and they actually performed the mod database cleanup, and they have now 6 months to download their mod, and then, or for people who are taking over a mod, they have 6 months to grab that and update it. You know, I think that's definitely plenty of time for anybody to do that. And then once that cutoff time is up, then that's it.
And of course, PHP 3 mods are not affected because none of them are. Most of those aren't even like 6 months old at the most.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, definitely. But the other nice thing about it, too, is it does, you know, the reason it's called mod database cleanup is because it does clean it up, gets
yes.
the old junk out. You know, everybody, you know, so you're not concerned about downloading a mod that's going to be incompatible with your version of 2.0 because it was designed for 2.0.16, and there's been a lot of changes since 2.0.16.
Oh, yeah. 2.0.18 for a big example.
You know,
yeah, it makes it my life easier too. When I'm going to pick a mod of the week, if I'm doing one for a PHPBB2 mod, I can make sure I know that yes, it'll be fairly recent and should be
right or should it should work basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the idea, because there was a lot of changes in 2.0.17 and 2.0.18.
So how about we get started?
Anyway,
we're going to give us a little mini tutorial about registration settings and user groups in PHP BB3.
Yeah, no, I won't make this too long, but I just want to detail a little bit on this, because when you set up a board for the first time, this is specifically regarding a PHP BB3 now, mm-hmm. Installing them for the first time, in this case an RC8. I've got up so I can go through it and kind of show you how to do the registration settings and what kind of registration settings would be best for you. First of all, when you set up your board, when you first install your board, it runs you through the installation process and you get to one of the pages that details what kind of email settings you want set up on your board. And you can enable email for your board or you can disable it completely. So basically, if you disable email, the board won't send out any emails whatsoever. So if you disable email on your board, and when people register, you have 2 options for account activation. None, where when the user registers, they're instantly able to log in to the board. So they don't have to confirm their email address or anything like that. They just can instantly, they create their account, they can instantly log in. No wait for anything. That is certainly the best, or it's the easiest way for users, but it's not the most secure. And I'll talk about why that's not the most secure in a moment. But so none means they can instantly log in. Disable, the option disable means that nobody is able to register on your board.
Yeah.
You would use disable if you are trying to keep your board private, perhaps. Like I have a mod called the ACP Add User mod where you can disable board registration mm-hmm. and only create users using the ACP Add User mod, which you had for 2.0. It was a similar mod that you had for 2.0.
And I have a registration disable mod for 2.0 as well, which
mm-hmm.
I need to, it's just not up to date because I cannot, I don't have time to do mods anymore. I'll get it up to date one of these days. So.
Yeah, so completely disables registration. The next option is admin, and what that means is that basically every user that registers on your board, it sends an email to the board admins that have user management permissions, mm-hmm. I believe. So when you select that option, it will, and the user registers, it sends an email. It tells the user, okay, your account has been created, but requires approval from an administrator to mm-hmm. activate your account. And obviously, founders would get that as well because they have all administration permissions.
Yes.
So everybody with user permissions will get that email, and then they can go in and they can click. Or no, they can click activate right from the email.
Yeah.
Or they can go to the inactive users list in the administration control panel and activate the user from there. So there's two ways to do it, and it makes it fairly easy for the administrator. But the hard thing for the user is they have to wait until an administrator actually looks at it.
Yeah.
So if you don't have an admin who's on for 2 days, you can't even log in for 2 days until he activates your account. Mm-hmm. Once your account is activated, it sends the user another email saying, all right, your account is activated now. You can now log in.
Congrats.
So, and then the fourth and final option for account activation is the user. It's called user. Yeah, and what that option enables you to do is after you register, it sends you an email asking you to confirm your email address, basically. So you have to have a valid email address,
mm-hmm.
and then it will send you that email, and then you click the activation link, and it activates your account.
And I, quite frankly, I find the user option, this goes for PHP BB2 as well, I find that to be probably one of the best choices because that's what I find is able to keep out people that are trying to register just fake user accounts on your board. If they have to validate their email address, they're probably going to be legitimate if they are able to validate their email address. And I actually think that's a bit more reliable. Like, in addition to the CAPTCHA, that's a very reliable option. And it doesn't encumber too much on the administrators either.
Right, exactly. There's still some spoofing that can be done with that, but it is the most common option because it decreases the ability for spam registrations.
And at least to users.
Yeah, it's somewhat at least, because they can still register an email address at a trash account, basically is what it's called, mm-hmm. where they can it's basically a site that's dedicated to enabling you to create an email address that's temporary only. And so it would just enable you to get an email, activate your account, and you're in. Fortunately, the CAPTCHA in 3.0 is blocking. So far that I've seen every bot registration attempt.
And quite frankly, if you're gonna be someone who actually has enough time that you're going to manually fill out the form, try to get the CAPTCHA right, set up one of these fake email addresses, and actually go through the process of activating your account just to spam up the board, most spammers are a little more automated in their processes than that, or don't put as much investment in their spamming,
Right, exactly, and that's what I think the 2.0 CAPTCHA has been broken, where basically bots just can go in and register, but as long as the user registration is activated, then they at least have to have some kind of access to an email box where
they can start
click on the activation link. Yeah, exactly, before they start spamming. Now, of course, 3.0, obviously it's still vulnerable to, say, human registers. Mm-hmm. They can still register, click on the activation, and then once they're in, then they can set the bot to automatically post the spam all they want. So that's obviously still a concern for some people if they have a larger board.
If they're registered and they're spamming, you've got more methods to stop them than if they were an anonymous guest user and they were spamming.
Oh, yes. Anonymous guest user spamming is, because it's a lot more difficult of a process to register and then spam than it is to just spam as a guest. So most of the time you should keep guests from being having the permission to be able to post to your boards, and that's going to prevent that problem.
I had someone who I worked with, and they were had started up a forum thinking it'd be great, and then within 6 months they took it down, saying this is horrible. I can't stand forums because there's all these spammers, and there's nothing. I can't stand. I'm never using PHPBB again. And I was like, First of all, you didn't have any kind of activation. And second of all, guests had the ability to post on your board, and you didn't have a CAPTCHA. That will happen. Those features are there for a reason. It's your own fault.
Yeah. And what's nice about PHPBB 3 is, by default, guests can't post. But by default, account activation is set to none, so they can instantly log in. But also, by default, the CAPTCHA is active.
I think it's that way for PHPBB 2 as well, since one of the recent releases. All those are defaults.
Yeah, releases. That's correct, yeah. And, for even for Star Trek Guide, as large of a board as we have, we've only had two spammers as far as, just mass spamming goes. We've had two spammers. But in early beta, we had activated a guest posting but through the moderation queue. So it didn't show up unless a moderator specifically approved the post, which was good because then since we had allowed the guest posting, this was before PHPBB3 had the new CAPTCHA. So it wasn't blocking bot attempts. And so we were getting a good, decent amount of spam that way. But the users never saw it because we would just, as a moderator, you'd just delete it when you see it. But it was still annoying. But even since the new CAPTCHA, we've only had two spammers. So that's a pretty good ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since we're nearing about 5,000 users now. Registered users. Okay. Anyway, the account activation settings can be found under the General tab in Board Configuration. And it's called User Registration Settings, and that's where all these different settings are set. And the account activation is really the most detailed one, so I'm gonna kind of go through the rest quickly. The username length, it's the minimum and maximum length a user can specify when they type in their username. You want to give people a good range. 3 to 20 is the default. And that's usually a good range. You can widen it if you want to, but I would not shorten it below 3 as a minimum or below 20 as a maximum. But I wouldn't necessarily go higher than the 3 as a minimum or lower than 20 of the max. But you can go a little bit higher on the max. I would leave it as default unless you have a specific reason to change it. Same with password length. Make sure you give people plenty of space to put in a lot of characters, because the longer password string, the more secure their account will be. So don't shorten the max on the password length. The min password length.
Forget their password, too, like I do.
Exactly. The min password length is by default 6, so they have to enter at least a password length of 6 characters. And that's pretty good. You can raise that a little bit if you want, but if you raise it too high, then people are going to have trouble trying to figure out a password to put in there. That's like, let's say you raise it to 10 characters minimum, and you're like, well, usually I use a password that's 9 characters. That's usually good enough, so keep it at 6, I would. But don't drop it much below that, because the fewer characters you have, the easier it is for hackers to be able to break in.
Well, those users have what's coming to them.
Fortunately,
my password is B, and I got hacked. Wow. Okay, that's easy to hack. There's only 26 options then, if you know that your password's one character.
Yeah. The nice thing about PHPBB 3 is it does have, and I'll talk about the registration attempts a little bit later. So it does help even with the password length. Say that they're like only 3 characters, and they're like, well, a 3-character password is not secure, because then they can just brute force it, and there's not very many 3-character words out there. There's not very many 3-character combinations that are possible.
26 cubed.
Right.
Number.
Well, 26 alphabetical characters plus 10 numerical, and then if you allow symbols, there's more involved in there. But max registration attempts or login attempts will prevent somebody from being able to brute force attack their way into a board. And those options are below on that page, so I'll get to that.
Here's one reason why I say that PHPBB3 is just, maybe it's a little over the top in the stuff that it gives you, in that I would bet you that a majority of the administrators who are going to be running PHPBB3 will not really even really care about a minimum and maximum of characters for username and passwords. I mean, the defaults will look fine to them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most people don't change those, and I don't think they should, but that option is there should they so choose to change them.
Okay.
You know, if you didn't have them there, people would be asking, oh, where do I change that? Oh, come on, you don't need to change that. But, you know, that option is there if they need to, so.
Yeah.
You know, limit username characters is another option where you can basically limit the kind of characters that you allow to be used. By default, it's any character. That means you can put in any character you want. Alphanumeric only, that's letters and numbers only, without weird characters like dots and pluses and spaces and underscores and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Alphanumeric and spacers allow things like dashes and underscores and spaces and stuff. There's different options there. You can kind of see what they are, but basically that.
Why would it matter? As far as I'm concerned, if my users want to make their password a big set of gibberish, I don't care.
Well,
it's their password to remember. More power to them.
Yeah. Well, this is the username character, because you can change the password complexity or the username complexity. But one reason to
username complexity, I see that. Yeah.
One reason that some board admins might limit the username characters might be if they don't want to allow dots, because some people register things like mywebsite.com, you know, that course, that sort of thing. And that's their username. So every time they post, it's like spamming their website. So
yay.
It's kind of annoying.
My username is the beginning of my website, so there you go.
Yeah, so that might be one reason to change it. And again, with the password complexity, you can change it where it's no requirements. It's the default where, you know, they can put in anything they want. Must be mixed cases. You know, the lower on the list, there's four options. The fourth option is the most secure, where they must enter symbols. And that's going to be the hardest password to break. Must enter letters and numbers is going to be harder to break than no requirements. And it's going to be harder to break than a mixed case.
That's going to be harder to remember,
obviously.
Too, but there you go.
Well, yeah, but let's say, you know, if you... Yeah, that's true, but again,
yes.
If you're concerned about security on your board, you know, you can increase the password complexity. That's always a good thing, because then people can't do, like, a dictionary hack, dictionary brute force attack on the board, stuff like that. So,
I wouldn't,
you know,
force users to use...
It all works together.
I wouldn't force users to use a symboled full password. In fact, I'll say this. If I was registering somewhere and they said, your password must include one of these symbols, I say, the heck with this.
Well, there are some banks. There are some banks that require you to have, like, a mix.
Uh-huh. The heck with this. I'll go to see the teller.
Yeah.
Well, the teller understands that I'm going to wring your neck if he makes a single mistake.
You know, again, it's... If you're really concerned about the security of your board, you know, there's options there that you can do that. Also, force password change. You can make it so that after a certain number of days, people are forced to change their password. And this actually, where I used to work at a shoe store in Nashville, every 90 days you were forced to change your password
to log in.
We used to log in on a computer was basically our way to clock in. When we would arrive at work, so that you had to type in your employee number, and then you had to type in your password to be able to log in. So every 90 days, they made you change that, so that people couldn't do that. But you know, this is a crazy thing. Up in, I believe it's Poland, they have a lot of problems with this. I was talking to one of my coworkers where he's like, they get all these Russian hackers continuously breaking into their board. So it's like every week, they had to have their employees change their passwords, because otherwise, if they didn't, those Russians would be able to crack the passwords and log in. So they had to change the passwords every week to keep it, to keep the Russians from logging in. And it's like, this is when I look at the registration settings, this kind of reminds me of that situation where it's like, oh, it's specifically for them, because they always have these Russian hackers that are always trying to get in, and they will get in unless they have some of these things in place, like password complexity and forced password change and stuff like that.
The software
can kind of help in those situations. Not everybody needs to change the default settings, but it's there so that they can in those situations.
I was on one website which forced me to change my password every so often, and I'm not going to say which one it was, I would give it away, but the first time they asked me to do that, I made my password, the site name is stupid. That's just my new password, and I'm obviously not going to reveal where that is, because I'd be hacked. But it's stupid. I don't want to change my password, and so by doing that, I actually remembered it. That's how I remembered it. This site is stupid.
Well, a lot of people have trouble remembering their passwords.
Yes.
So that's obviously a problem, and so sometimes. And this is kind of funny. There's actually there was a cartoon that I saw recently where it was somebody was logging into. It's like, please enter your password to log in, and they enter all these crazy characters and mixed case and all that stuff. And there was somebody watching over their back, going, "Wow, how do you remember a password like that?" And he goes, "Oh, I have a sticky note on my computer screen."
That's not good.
They can remember what password it is.
There's software out there. And I actually used one of them that lets you have a list of all your passwords, and they encrypt it in like 128-bit AES, one of these fancy encryption standards. So I've got something like that. Mm-hmm. But anything else, David?
There's a couple more options on there. Have your enable visual confirmation, which you should leave on.
Yes.
Don't turn that off.
Please. Even if you hate it, even if you can't stand all those ugly captchas, leave it on.
Allow username changes. You can default that to no, but there's also permission settings that control that. Allow email reuse, same thing like that. By default, it's no, where multiple accounts can't use the same email address.
Uh-huh.
And I know in PHP 2, that option is the case. You cannot use multiple accounts with one email address. Well, in PHP 3, you can actually change it to allow that.
Who would
by default,
that,
it's though? No, but in case you need, one case might be, let's say, if you're I used it before as an administrator, I needed to test several accounts, and it's like, well, I could, I'd have to figure out a bunch of different email addresses to use, or I could just put that on there and register several accounts using the same email address.
When I register test accounts, I do the email address of test@example.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure example.com really hates me because I got a lot of emails from people that things that are supposed to go to me, but whatever.
And again, a lot of these settings, people look at it and say, why are all the settings? Well, remember, PHP 3, unlike PHP 2, we never assume what the user wants to do or what the administrator wants to have on their board. So we give them all the options. We give them the complete ability to change everything.
But that's why I think you guys should have a light version for all those users that want you to tell them what to do, and they don't want to be made afraid with all these settings to look at.
Well, remember, you don't have to change all these settings. It's set to a specific number of default settings, so you don't have to change anything.
Yeah,
you can just leave it as it is.
They still get the dizzy spells.
So, I mean, the idea is if you don't need to change anything, you don't have to change anything. If you want to change something, the option is there for you to be able to change something. So that's the idea. But we never assume what that the user is like, okay, we just have these options and that's it. No, we give everybody all the options, and then you can change what you want to do. And we probably won't have time to go into the user groups today, since this is taking a little bit longer than I thought it would.
Yeah, how about you go ahead and talk about user groups? I think maybe we can push Code off sometime. That's all right.
Sure.
Sorry, all those BB Code people that want to listen. We aren't gonna. We're gonna push that off to. We're trying to keep our episodes from going for 3 hours. If you know what I mean.
Okay, let me touch on a couple of more security improvements on the registration thing real quick. There's other options for registration and stuff like that, and you can look over those at your time. But the maximum number of login attempts is set to 3 by default. Basically what that does is if you attempt to log in one to three times, and you keep getting your password wrong at the fourth time, it will force you to enter a CAPTCHA confirmation to be able to continue logging in.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's going, okay, so you may be brute forcing attack here, and you can use a bot to brute force attack a login form.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is by enabling the CAPTCHA, you make it very, very difficult for a bot to continue brute force attacks on login.
But if the
bot can break the CAPTCHA, it's a lot easier for it to continue brute forcing attacks. It's going to slow it down because it's got to figure out the characters in the CAPTCHA and then enter those into the CAPTCHA box, and then it can continue brute forcing attack the password. But as long as you have your default CAPTCHA in place, it's not going to be able to break that CAPTCHA. And at 3 login attempts, a bot will no longer be able to try to continue to log in with that account. That again is why it's important to have a password complexity that is high, as well as a password length that is long,
okay,
so that brute force attempts fail.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate again. Suppose you have someone who actually has been trying to get their password and is legitimate, and then all of a sudden they have to deal with a CAPTCHA that they can't read.
Well, a CAPTCHA you can read, because otherwise you wouldn't be registered and born in the first place. Because if you couldn't read the CAPTCHA,
oh, I can. Trust me, even when I register on the board, there are times when I have to take 2 or 3 or 4 guesses at the CAPTCHA before I can get it right. So on PHP BB 3, broken clock is right twice a day. I can get it right eventually, but you know.
Well, that's why the registration attempts have 5 by default. So you'd have 5 attempts to get it right.
And if you get it wrong, does that mean you can't be on the board? Ever?
That means you can't be on the board. Well,
ever?
One thing that Neothermic likes to say, well, if they fail that many times, maybe I don't want them registered on my site.
Or maybe you didn't get a better CAPTCHA. I mean, you're saying you don't want them on your site. That means you don't want people that don't have perfect 25/25 vision on your site, essentially.
Even a colorblind person can read the CAPTCHA that's there. Even the most difficult CAPTCHA.
Probably, so if they're colorblind, they can read it better than someone who can see color.
Yeah, that's true. They can, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so that pretty much sums up the registration things. And again, a lot of it has to do with security of the board, which is very, very important. Again, PHP V3 took security very seriously. Available. You can make your board completely insecure, but you have to change a lot of options to do that.
Or you can make your board completely secure, so secure that users can't even be on the board with the possible threat of tainting your board with PHP BB3. You can have a sterile installation of PHP BB3, untainted by anything.
Okay.
Yes.
So that should do it for registration.
Good.
The user groups, which we discussed before, there's actually a lot of options here, but I'll try and go through this very quickly so as not to bore our listeners. Probably bored them already with the...
That's why I'm here.
with the registration, but hopefully it helps people out in understanding why all those options are there and what to do with them.
Yes.
Groups, also known as user groups, if you go into the administration control panel and you go under users and groups, you can manage all the groups on the board. You can manage group permissions and groups forum permissions. You can create new groups, modify group settings. So if you create a new group, and there's a lot of different options there. You can set the group type to open, which is basically anybody can join instantly the group by going to, into their user control panel, and to just join the group, and they're instantly in the group. They can request to join, where they would be set as pending for the group, and then the group leader would have to approve that request or deny the request. Approving the request puts them in the group, and denying the request kicks them out of pending.
It's actually interesting because closed. In PHP BB3, user groups have quite a bit more significance, whereas in PHP BB2, about all you could do with a group is add people to the group so they could say, hey, look at me, I'm in this group. And, oh, you can make the group moderators if you want. But that's really about it. There wasn't very much to do with user groups in PHP BB2.
But in PHP BB2, you could only have one group moderator, right?
Yeah, two. Well, unless you installed a mod. There were mods out there for multiple group moderators.
Oh, okay. Well, in PHP BB3, you can have as many group leaders as you want. Mm-hmm. There's actually different, you know, someone in a group, you're either not in a group or you're in the group by... or you're a leader of the group, or you're pending in the group.
Wow.
So those are the different, those are what you can be in the group. And then you can have as many in each of those as you want. You can have as many group leaders as you want. And any of them are going to be able to approve a request. Any of them are going to be able to add people to their groups. And then also closed is what you would use. The closed option for group type is what you would use if you only want to allow the leaders to add the people to the group. So, you know, the leaders have to invite people to the group to be able to, for people to join. Hidden is the group type where the group is, you can't, as a registered user, you can't go look at the members who are inside that group.
Yeah.
From the member list, whereas you can for open, request, or closed. And I believe hidden is also hidden from the user control panel, so you don't see hidden groups in there either, unless you are actually in a hidden group, at which case you can see all the members in your hidden group, and you can see it in the user control panel and stuff like that.
It's not as secretive as the FBI. It's just close.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's true.
I mean, yes, there are hidden groups on phpbb.com. But we aren't going to talk about those. Obviously.
Copy permissions from is the next option. We already discussed that and what that's used for in the previous tutorial that we had 2 weeks ago. So if you're interested to know what that's about, listen to that episode of PHP BB Week.
You can actually, in PHP BB 3, set permissions now for the things that you do outside of forums, like permissions at the user control panel level or moderator and administrator settings permissions. Mm-hmm. And you can actually assign these to certain full groups. So you can actually create, like, groups where you can be punishing users in that group, or giving privileges to users in the group, and you can do partial moderator, partial admin permissions. So it actually literally lets you set up like various permission levels by assigning people to different groups, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. And you can copy the permissions from those particular groups here, same as creating forums. Where we had the copy permissions from a specific forum, you can do the same with groups. So you copy that group's administration permissions, moderator permissions, and user permissions, so global permissions. And again, we did the tutorial on permissions 2 weeks ago, so if you're interested to hear more about that, I would encourage you to listen to that podcast, so I won't recover old ground in this one.
Fine.
But we basically discussed that. Founder manage only. That's kind of cool. That's a feature that I suggested a while back, where basically only founders could manage a specific group, and that's kind of important for things like an administrator group. So even if you have a leader over it, you have to be a founder to be able to manage that particular group. It's sort of like a protected group. So, it's a lot more secure than just a regular group. Display group and legend is going to do, if you have that checked, that group that you created is going to show in the index page of your forum and with its color. Group able to receive private messages. When you are sending private messages in PHP BB3, you can send them to individual users or you can send them to individual groups, but only if the group has this particular checkbox checked.
Yes, if they want to receive private messages to a group, that is.
Yeah, and I believe the administrators can actually No, they don't have that set by default. So, like, sometimes you want your users to be able to send your administrators private messages, then you would check that box for the administrators, and then users can do that and send all your administrators.
Of course, groups can have things like they got the colors in PHPBB3, and there's also, I think, you can do like custom ranks that are universal to a group or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, group color, that's really nice. Again, that's a lot of options there. You know, you can use pretty much any color you want. And, I'm running out of colors, though, because I like to make mine distinctive.
Uh-huh.
So, but anyway, group private messages, limit per folder, you know, that's part of the private message system, which we'll detail later. I won't go into that now. Mm-hmm. Group rank, you can actually assign a specific rank to a group. Like if you look at phpbb.com and you look at, say, the leaders, you see the development team, the styles team, the mod team, the moderator team, the support team, the website team, and such. What basically... there's a specific rank that's assigned to us, so we see an image, and we also have a title when we post. It says, like, for me, it's mod team. Mm-hmm. So the image says mod team, the rank says mod team, and so that's what group rank is for.
And I'm in the contributors group, because I'm a former team member, so I get the valued contributor rank.
Right, yeah, you get the valued contributor rank.
I feel so blessed. I'm valued. I didn't actually love valued.
Oh, but you have a complex. All right, group avatar. Well, basically, group avatars, like rank, it will give you an avatar, a specific avatar, and you can do this whether or not you can have an individual avatar or not. You can have a group avatar, and when somebody's added to a group and they're set default to that group, this avatar will overwrite their avatar.
Ew.
So they can still then re-upload their own avatar, but if they're added to this group and set as a default to this group, then this avatar will overwrite their current one.
Oh. What if the user doesn't want to have their avatar override it?
Well, again, it's... It's kind of funny. That's not an option they're given. They can still, after being added to the group, as long as you have the permissions to set an avatar, you can just re-upload your own avatar for yourself, and it will re-override the group avatar.
Okay.
But by default, a group avatar will overwrite a user's avatar if they're set to default for that particular group.
What if there's a user that is in multiple groups, which could cause conflicting colors, choices, conflicting ranks. How is there like a way for users to specify which one they want?
Josh, I do not know that. I know it had been discussed in the past. That's interesting because that was the way I had hoped it had been. Sorry, let me
hear. You're answering somebody else's question.
To the listeners who are wondering.
Answer my question first.
Josh is talking about. Jelly Donut says, I thought this had changed. Avatars are only overwritten if a user does not. If that's the case, that's really nice. And I hadn't thought about that, but that may be the case now, where your avatar is only overwritten if you do not have an avatar set.
Makes more sense.
If that's the case, that's awesome, because...
Yes, agreed. That's what I was thinking. It should work.
Yeah, that's the way I agree it should work, and... You know, hopefully that is the case, and maybe people will correct us on that. We'll assume right now that your avatar is not overridden if you have an avatar, and it will be set if you don't have an avatar.
It's different between group ranks and group avatars, because an avatar you can set upload yourself. A rank you can't. A rank is set, you know, by...
A rank is set, yeah.
So that's it's a little... So there's doing it with avatars brings up the question of your personal preference versus the group, whereas rank, well,
right,
you know, you're stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
And again, on a board where they have avatars disabled, they can give their group specific avatars.
Permissions.
So that's,
yeah.
You know, that's... It's another nice option. We never assume what a user wants to do, and that's why that option is there.
And
then the next one is group permissions. Obviously, that's where you would set User permissions, global moderator permissions, and administration permissions.
I asked you a question about what happened if you have a user who has multiple group memberships, and therefore, how does the user pick which color or which rank they want in their among their multiple group memberships?
Oh, that's an excellent question. The way to do that is that you as a user are your default color, your default rank is inherited by the group in which you are set default to.
So you actually can set a default group.
Yeah. So let's give an example, okay? There's like a founder, I believe, is added to three groups. Yes, they are, actually. Registered users.
Wow.
Global moderators and administrators.
Uh-huh.
The founder is set to all three, and the founder is set to have their default group set to administrators. So that means they have the administrator's rank, and they have the administrator's color.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I went into manage members over global moderators, and you see you may see yourself in there, and you can select them and select set default, make group default for member, and click OK. And then what will happen is now your username is going to change color to have the global moderator's color and the global moderator's rank.
Hmm.
So default is what gives you your rank and your color. So usually, when everybody registers to the board, their default group is the registered users group. If you add them to a new group...
That's another interesting thing, is that everything in PHP BB3 is now group-based. I mean, on PHP BB2, you register, you're a user, wonderful, groups are just the extras. But in this case, if you're you become an administrator by being added to the administrator's group, or a global moderator by being added to the global moderator's group, or the administrator can create additional groups on the side which can have additional permissions beyond those special predefined groups.
And what's really cool about that is, say you have a specific group, like I'll give an example. Okay, you have a support team or a moderator team that deals with a specific set of forums that they moderate over, and also they have specific posting permissions. They have the ability to moderate those boards, and they might have a single administration permission to, like, say, manage users. Now, instead of, let's say you want to, you've got somebody else and you want to add them to that group. Now you don't have to go through and assign them those forum permissions, assign them those user permissions, assign them those moderator permissions, and assign them the administration permissions. Now you just add them to the group, and instantly they've got those permissions.
Yeah.
You take them off the group, and their permissions are removed.
And that's one of the interesting things between that and PHP BB2, because in PHP BB2 there are three colors. There, you are a registered user, a moderator, or an administrator. There's no such thing as global moderator. Whereas in PHP BB3, there's an administrator's group, a global moderator's group, and registered user's group. There is no regular moderator's group. You actually create the group which has limited moderator abilities and assign users to that. The global moderator's group is there for users that are going to be moderators on every forum on the board. But whereas in PHP BB2, where if you're a moderator on just one forum, then you get the moderator color. In PHP BB3, you are in a group color if you're depending on what your permissions are.
Yeah, and also you can have as much redundancy as you want.
Oh yeah.
So you can make multiple global moderator groups,
yes,
each which have specifically different permissions. So you have I have one global moderator group that has permissions over some certain thing, and a different global moderator group that will have permissions over maybe everything.
Or I think add a group that has like partial control over moderating certain forums, maybe even a little bit of access to the administration control panel. I mean, quite frankly, that's one thing that's changed, because in PHP BB2, if you're an administrator, you have access to the whole admin panel, and if you're a moderator, then the only thing you can set is which forums you moderate. You have access to the whole moderation panel. But in PHP BB3, you can actually restrict access to the moderator and administrator control panels to just certain settings, which is another interesting aspect.
Yeah, and one nice thing about that too, let's say you have global moderators and you want to give them, you know, the ability to ban users and set their rank to banned or be able to change someone's username if they so need it, then you might give them manage user permissions in the administration control panel. Or when they enter the administration control panel, that's basically the only options they see is just to manage users, and then so then they can set the user permissions if they need to, or avatar or signature. Let's say somebody has a bad signature, they can go in and they can delete that signature from managed users. And so that might be one good benefit of giving somebody that kind of power, where they don't have permissions to access the entire administration control panel. It's just whatever you assign them.
Yeah.
And
is there a
you know,
managed
so you
user
can,
setting?
Is there a what setting?
Not a setting. Is there a banned users group, like a special group for banned users?
Not by default, but you can create one. And
like
one reason to do
banned,
that
they
would
can
be
just go right into this group and be given like the banned color and the banned rank and the all these things to make you be fully humiliated in front of everybody else on the board. You know.
Yeah, one thing to do, and this is kind of a cool thing. Let's say you could create a banned user group.
Yeah.
And you'll still have to ban them from the banned control panel, sticking them in a banned group.
Yeah.
You can't give like a group ban permissions.
Uh-huh.
You can't do that. So you have to, you still have to ban the user, but then you can add them to a banned group, which automatically sets their rank and their, and color and whatever you want, an avatar maybe.
I remember 2 years ago, 2005, I was on the teams, and on phpbb.com, they did something kind of evil, but for all the banned users, they changed their rank to say, ho, 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 I've been banned. The THPB teams really did that. Your banned user,
That's
your rank
funny.
Was, ho, 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 I've been banned. Special for the holidays. I mean that's just humiliation.
Well, if you're banned, it doesn't matter.
Charlie Donut
says, anyway.
He loves my Santa impression.
Yeah, but and you know what? One thing that you could do is creating the banned user groups and even if you gave your moderator control panel, if your moderators, you don't necessarily have to give them administrator access. All you have to be able to do is give them leader permissions over the banned group.
Yes.
Give them leader permissions over that. And then what they could do in their user control panel once they ban people is they could just add them to that particular group.
Okay.
Or you could just give them administration permissions over groups, and then they could add them that way too. So,
I know.
There's a couple ways to do it.
I don't. Maybe if you're going to have a banned group and you have to pick a leader for it, I think that would be a good excuse to create one of those dummy accounts through your ad user mod, just so that who wants to be the one who is the leader of the band, folks?
That's a group that you would signify as hidden.
Yes,
so
I think so.
So that users can't see people who are in the band group. They can't see leaders of it or anything like that.
Leaders,
that's one reason
that
you might have
default.
A hidden group.
Oh, yes. Boy. The things we come up with
on this show. Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, when you are, you can manage group members as well as managing as settings. And when you manage group members, you can approve a member, which is set as pending. That's where if they request to join the group, and you can approve them there. And these are all options that are also in the user control panel, but I don't have time to go through the user control panel now, but it's fairly similar. So you can make group default for member. Again, that sets their default rank and color. You can approve the member if they are pending. You can demote a group leader. So if you have a group leader, you can then demote them. You can promote to group leader. So a regular member or a pending member, you can promote to the leader of that particular group. Or you can, and the final option is remove the member from the group altogether. And there's checkboxes on there, so you can do that to multiple people at one time. When you add people, there's a drop down, or there's a box, a text box, where you can add individual users, or you can click find a member and select multiple people and add them in mass to the group and control them that way. So that sums up the manage user ability and the manage settings. And then, of course, you can delete groups individually. But you can't. There's a set of six predefined groups: administrators, bots, global moderators, guests, registered users, and registered copy users. You can manage the settings and the members for those groups, but you cannot delete those groups. You can delete user-defined groups, but you can't delete predefined groups. And I believe that sums up group administration.
Yes.
So you can basically see how that works. And again, it's much the same on the user control panel side, where group leaders can manage theirs, and that's also where members can add themselves or request to add themselves to a group. Or they can also manage, if they have the permission set, they can manage which group they are set to default on.
Or they can load the listing for all those closed private groups and stare at envy at all of the lucky Gusses that were able to be on that group, wishing that they could get on that group too. Exactly like I did back in early 2005, before I was on the mod team, when I looked at the mod team and thought, man, wouldn't it be great to join that group? Now I know a little better, but whatever. You get the point.
Yeah, and of course, the neat thing in PHP v3, there's a little link that's in SubSilver, it's on the index page. In ProSilver, it's on all the pages in the footer that says the team. And you click on that link, and that brings you, it shows you all the administrators up at the top and all the moderators for boards that you can see. If you don't have permission to see a specific board and there's a moderator over that, they won't show up in this list. So
Consider it your board's ego page.
Yeah, for people who are on the teams, that's their ego page.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For all the users, then the view your posts is the ego page. You click on view your posts, it's called ego search.
Ego search, yes.
Yes.
Ego search.
I love that.
View your own post.
That comes from PHPBP too. I mean, that was there too.
Somebody had a sense of humor when they made that.
Yes.
They carried it over to 3.0. They liked it so much.
Uh-huh. That's it. I like it. That really was. It is what it is. You feel your own posts. It's an ego search.
Yeah. So the team link will only show groups that have moderator and administrator permissions to boards you can see. It won't show everybody who's in groups. Now, on the index page, is if a group is in the legend, you can click on the group. Like if you go to phpbb.com, the development team is the first group on the left. You can click on that, and you can see everybody in the development team. You can go back and click on another one and see everybody who's in that particular team. You can also click on a user profile, and there's a groups drop-down menu, and you can see the groups that particular user is a part of, and click go on the selected group to be able to see every member of that particular group. As long as it's not hidden and you are not a part of that, if it's hidden and you are not a part of that team, then you can't see it.
Okay.
But if it's not hidden, then you can see everybody in that particular group.
And so that wraps up David's 50-minute long mini tutorial about...
Hey, that was two tutorials.
Registration settings and user groups. We'll talk about VB code on a future, near future episode of PHP BB Weekly, so we don't keep you here another hour.
Yeah, hopefully we didn't bore the users with that one either.
Oh come on, they don't listen. A lot, half of them listen to learn something, and the other half listen to hear you and I quarrel. As of recently, so
or nitpick our mistakes.
Yes. That's what the teams do.
Or
the team members do.
Yeah, or listen to us going, oh, I could do better than that.
Yes. That's the whole point of podcasting. We could do better than anything else.
Yeah. It's like how many podcasters does it change to take a light bulb?
Okay. don't say that.
One to do it and the other nine to go, oh, I could do it better than that.
Uh-huh. Yes, exactly. Nevertheless, this show, we're at 41 episodes, and we're definitely the oldest still running PHPBB podcast. I don't know how many of them there are out there, but oldest ones.
I think only two, yours and the official team's podcast. Mm-hmm.
And the,
if anybody had started them before,
there was a precursor to the official podcast late last year, about a year ago. Mm-hmm. That sort of stopped, and I picked this up in January.
Those were really long episodes. See, what we're doing this time, we still had some fairly long episodes, but the first official podcast took us close to 4 hours to record.
Yes.
One single episode, and I was dying. I'm like, we cannot do this. This is why it's so difficult to record podcasts and then edit them down.
It really does not take that much if you know what you're doing. Granted,
But we're doing a lot better now, and we have the Bytecasts, which are basically short podcasts.
Yeah.
They touch on one specific episode or one specific topic. So they're only about 15 minutes long. Yeah. Well, so much for that.
Yes. Well, I've been doing podcasting since for quite a while before I did this show, and I had the same. Some of this, not 4 hours, but a couple of times on my other show, PrevueCast, where early on we'd have to do multiple takes of the show. Our first show, we recorded like five times before we got it right. Luckily, that was back in 2005, granted. So I'm a lot better at it now. So after editing close to 85, 86 episodes of podcasts now. I'm pretty good at it.
So in another 2 years, when you edit another 80, you'll have 160 podcasts of editing under your belt.
Oh, probably will be less than 2 years if I get my other show going again.
If your other show, what, PrevueCast?
Yeah, that's been kind of down. Yeah, I've had to do some restructuring on that. So.
Oh.
Or I thought this show would be a side project next to that, and now this show is actually trumping it. But we're going to move on. We aren't talking about BB codes, but there is a topic on our PHP BB Weekly forum, which is going to be relevant for when we do talk about BB codes. And I'm asking any PHP BB3 administrators to share some of their favorite custom BB codes so that we can highlight some of them when we talk about BB code on this show. And so there's a topic on there. The instructions are on the topic. It's on our PHP BB Weekly forum. The mod of the week and the style of the week I've picked this week for PHP BB2, because we've done a lot of PHP BB3 stuff. I'm sort of doing an alternating setup.
You do these this time.
Yes, that's fine. I will. The mod of the week is called Vote Manager, and it's a pretty hefty mod. It's by Soper Gem, and it's about a year and a half old, but it should still be pretty recent. But the way it works is it expands the capabilities of polls and voting on the forums, and it includes a number of things. So built-in includes multiple-choice voting. So you can set – so the person creating the poll can actually set how the maximum options on which a user may vote. So they can choose more than one option if they want to. There's something called simple.
There's a lot of options here. A lot of these have been carried over to 3.0.
A lot of them are
where
different.
It has a lot of these, but in different. Yeah, this has a lot more though. I mean,
you can actually export poll results as a comma-separated value file from Microsoft Excel. How about that?
Well, vote managers.
Managers.
Every aspect of voting you can think of.
Yes,
in
and
here.
Some. I mean, if there was a forum for the United States, they could probably possibly do the election like this. I'm teasing.
They could probably. I imagine. Yeah, they could.
Yeah,
no.
Almost. There's a simple poll results thing, which you can get down to total votes, or you can sort the results by who's winning instead of sorting them in the order that the poll creator set them. You can the poll creator can choose to hide the detail results permanently or until the poll expires. You can hide the total number of voters or things like that. It can be set by the poll creator whether they want users to undo their votes or change their votes, and that's a PHPBB3 feature. And it's configurable on a per-poll basis. And, of course, administrators and moderators have control over all these settings available and can turn them on and off. And there's also pruning or deleting of individual votes or viewing detailed results, things like that. So there's a lot of stuff here for if you've got a PHPBB2 board with voting in it.
This is probably the best mod I've seen detailed for PHPBB2.
You haven't looked very hard.
No, but that we've had on here on the show.
Yeah, so far, yes. To be honest, when we don't have suggestions coming in from our users, and we don't have very many mods and style suggestions that come from our users, I actually pick mods by going into the forum and glancing through the topic names and seeing the one that looks interesting. And I think this is a good pick this week. So if you got go ahead.
Definitely. I agree.
So I assume it still works. This was approved for 2.0.20. I'd assume that it should still be all right with 2.0.22 because – if you know what I mean, voting doesn't get a whole lot of changes during.
That should still. If it's 2.0.20, that should work for 2.0.22. There's not been a whole lot of changes between 20 and 22.
Especially for polls. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. But if you have a board that uses polls, this can let you really create some very widely controlled poll set systems. In fact, you might not even need one of those separate things, you know. All they need now is the ability to have multiple questions in a topic. You can do more than one poll in a topic.
That's a quiz almost.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, you're approaching something like SurveyMonkey.
Yeah. At that point, you can have different topics, There's only so much management you can do over polls, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, someone should create a mod which lets you create a built-in survey system in PHPBB.
Right. Well, this is a vote manager, not a survey or quiz manager.
But still, while still keeping it a PHPBB style poll question, it's a pretty comprehensive mod. So if you can check that out. The link is in the chat room on the live stream, and it will be in the show notes at phpbbweekly.net. Vote Manager by SoperGem. And congrats on a great mod. I mean, this really sounds cool. If only I still had a PHPBB2 board, I'd try it out. And the style of the week comes from our friend at phpbbstyles.com, good old Cyber Alien, who is a former Styles team member. I don't think he's still there.
Mm-hmm. And he's a valued contributor.
That's right. And because it is the holidays coming, this style is called Christmas. I won't say that it's full of Christmas trees and things, but you can see that they have some of the snowflake effects and on various spots. And on the header, you get the nice green tree with ornaments on it and a Merry Christmas snowflakes things going on, and it's a very clean, very nice.
Yeah,
style.
There's various colors you can change to, or the various colors you can choose. You can have the red or the blue or the purple, green, light blue, pink, and blue.
Yeah. Now, I personally like the red because I think that looks the most. Because then you have the red that contrasts with the green Christmas tree, and that's really gets you the best colors. And besides, I think the pink looks kind of weird.
Green looks cool. I'm always a blue fan too, of course. But
well, blue, that's the Web 2.0. Web 2.0 is blue, so to speak. So the point is, you can pick what you want, or you can just upload them all and let your users pick what you want. But I thought I'd bring that up because it is.
Yeah, remember this is style for 2.0, so if
yes,
you're looking for 3.0 styles, eagerly listening, this isn't for you.
Well, I did a few weeks ago to point out a holiday style for PHP BB3, which is actually quite over the top compared to this. But still, this is a nice theme. You know, we're looking for Christmas or holiday style themes as the holidays come up. Now, I haven't had any luck in finding a Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or any of the other holidays themes type thing yet. Maybe even a New Year theme or a style. That'd be fun.
Interesting. Well, it's kind of hard sometimes to have a specific theme for one day out of the year. Or for one season.
Well, one season.
For New Year's is really just one day.
That's
but if you,
true. Or a week before, a week leading up to.
A week leading up. But you might still have your Christmas, because Christmas doesn't end at the end of, you know, midnight Christmas Day.
Yeah, and there's a whole month ahead of it. You know, Black Friday was last week, and of course, lots of the stores. Heck, I could go into Kmart during back-to-school season looking for new school supplies and find the Christmas trees and the little moving reindeer up in the middle of August. I'm serious.
Yeah, it's good. Well,
it's crazy.
Companies started advertising for Christmas earlier this year because they were afraid that people wouldn't be shopping for Christmas like they had before. But I'm glad that some people got rid of the holiday trees and actually got Christmas trees in.
Why?
Holiday trees.
Who cares?
All right.
A tree is a tree. I don't care. Yeah, I like that, Josh. Family trees. That's what someone said. He said in the chat room. Why not? Oh, well, we got... Okay. So we've had trees and treats for you on this episode of PHP BB Weekly. Since we're talking about the holidays, if you have any mods or styles for the holidays, please recommend them to us. You can bookmark them on Delicious with the tag phpbbwmod or phpbwstyle, or there's a topic on our forum where you can recommend any mods or styles that you like and use. And we will look at them and decide if we want to mention them on a future episode or not. Of course, please check out our website. You're saying something?
Yeah, probably next week. You know, I know people have been looking forward to when we're going to have a Joomla developer on here or the computer scientist on here as well. But next week's probably not a good time because we're having a go-away party that Saturday at our house. So when we do the podcast, it'll probably be a really quickie, honestly really quickie, because people will be coming over. So we probably won't have them on that week, but I'll try to get them on the week after.
The 15th?
And if that happens, of course, we'll let you know it on the next podcast on December 8th.
Yeah, you're going to start getting in touch with them. I have to keep reminding you on a daily basis.
Yes, you do. And one of these days, I'm actually going to do it. I'm actually going to do it.
You know, email is amazing in that you can send it whenever, and they will, and it will be there when they next get to see it.
Yeah.
Just send them an email as soon as the show's over, something like that. Yes. On the 15th, that'll be great. That'll be, so next week we'll figure out what we're doing. Maybe if you can't make it, I can do a solo show or something like that. The 15th will be, if we can get Joomla on the 15th, that'll be wonderful as sort of a year closer, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
The 22nd.
I'll try and,
go ahead.
Joomla developer, or maybe even two Joomla developers on.
That'd be great.
That'll be cool. And you'll want to stay tuned to that. And, of course, we'll send out a newsletter letting everybody know that we'll have a Joomla developer on, because that will be exciting. We'll talk about the collaboration between Joomla and PHPBB teams and some of the things that they've been doing together.
So I'm not going to let you go into another soliloquy on that, because you've talked about it quite a bit on our shows.
I know.
Yeah. It's exciting. We'll get more. You'll find out much more about that from the folks themselves.
Okay. End the torture. End the show.
Yes. Okay. Well, let me just. And of course, the 22nd, we will not be here, but it'll be our highlights. And the 29th is New Year's, and that's our yada yada yada. PHPBBWeekly.net is the website where you can find show notes for all of our past shows and listen to them all 41 of them, and find the upcoming info for our future episodes. And of course, next week, episode number 42, maybe a short episode, but it'll be on Saturday, December 8th at noon Eastern, 1700 UTC time. PHP BB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcasts.com. Check out the other great technology podcasts there. Thanks so much for listening to this hour and a half episode. And thanks again, David, for joining us. We had I know you talked a lot. We had a great show. And so we will see you all next week. Bye.
Take care.